NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. This is Cao Ruiling.
And this is Wang Wei. Today is Wednesday, October the 18th, 2017, the sixth week of this term.
Here is a roundup of latest news, coming up next 30 minutes.
The new members are here today to introduce themselves.
As a new term has already begun, Weekly Focus also welcome 11 new members who came here with a passion for English. The 19th CPC National Congress is now about the Game of Thrones. China's 88th million-strong Communist Party of China will kick off its 19th Party Congress in Beijing on Wednesday, October the 18th.
A bomb attack in the Somali capital Mogadishu has killed at least 230 people.
On October the 14th, a massive bomb attack happened in the busy area of Somali capital Mogadishu. Behind the Lu Guan couple, how to treat stars' love affairs rationally?
There is a piece of big news spans the whole world. At an instant, a new storm struck the internet. Even Weibo became unable to work. What's a big bang? Sure is a new couple, Lu Han and Guan Xiaotong.
And this is Weekly Focus.
As a new term has already begun, Weekly Focus also welcome 11 new members who came here with a passion for English. They will be the fresh blood of our program. Here are the self-introductions of them.
Hello everyone, I am Dylan An Bowen from International Journalism. My part is News Minute. I love playing the guitar and doing sports, and especially love English and news, and that's why I come here. It is a marvelous chance to join in the Weekly Focus Big Family, and also a fabulous chance to meet you all. In the coming year, I will do my utmost to share latest news with all of you. Also, I would be very pleased if you could enjoy our program. Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name is Chen Li Chen. To tell you the truth, when I learned that I have been admitted into Weekly Focus, I screamed loudly with joy like nobody's around. It's my pleasure and even fortune to be a member of this big family. In the following year, I will try my best to make the best show ever and bring wonderful experience for all the lovers and audience. Please keep on supporting Weekly Focus.
Hello, dear listeners. My name is Gao Keyan, and you can also call me Jane. I'm a newcomer to Weekly Focus. From the day on, I will work here as a journalist. I think joining the Weekly Focus must be an excellent decision, because everybody here is so nice and friendly. With great exertion and determination, I believe during the following semesters, I can finish my part successfully, and I also hope Weekly Focus will become better and better.
Hello friends, my name is Huo Minhan. Well, as for my name, Huo is the same last name as the great general Huo Qubing in Han Dynasty, and Min in Chinese means the autumn sky. It is a pretty romantic character, right? Which always reminds us of the cool, clear air in autumn, or maybe a lion, a wild goose flying across the sky. And I myself is rather difficult to define. A fan of almost all kinds of sport, and a fan of Disney films. Well, thank you for spending this 30 seconds to get to know me. You will hear me in the future episode of Weekly Focus.
Hello everyone, this is Zheng Wanying from International Journalism and Communication. I am a girl who holds a dream about realizing the vision of news, a girl who is filled with passion to fight for women's rights. Also, a girl who gets up with dropsical face every day. Big fan of sleepers, so don't feel shocked when you see me stick with wearing it even in winter. The biggest dream in life is being a professional groupie. Or Mary Exo. Now is devoting myself to the career as a moment sponsor. It's my great honor to join Weekly Focus, and I am looking forward to the next coming days with all of you guys. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Xie Wenqi, and my English name is Catherine. I am a science student and major in communication engineering, but I am an English lover indeed. It's so nice to become part of Weekly Focus. This semester, it's my pleasure to bring international news for you and to see the world from a different perspective with you. Now, come with me.
Hi guys, I'm very honored to join such a big family here. Actually, I'm not a freshman, but a postgraduate student in the School of International Studies. If you are interested in intercultural communication, maybe we can talk about it in spare time. As an elder brother, I really hope everyone studying in school ought to cherish the time on campus, for it is the happiest period in your life.
Hello everyone, my name is Tao Rilin, and you can call me Renee. My major is international journalism. I'm a hardworking person, especially when I do the thing I'm interested in. It's my great honor to join Weekly Focus and join this wonderful team. I will devote my passion and my hard work into the program.
Hello everyone, I'm Shirley. I'm from the Faculty of Foreign Language and my major is NAPL. I have great enthusiasm towards languages, not to mention English. In my spare time, I enjoy reading different kinds of books, ranging from economics to detective stories, and also like to watch old English movies and the documentaries of BBC. I'm happy that I can be a member of Weekly Focus, and I hope I can bring joy and happiness to this family too.
Hello everyone, I'm Li Jiayue. Weekly Focus is like a family where I meet many sure-footed companies. While working intensely but ordinarily, we have the superior condition to practice English and broaden our horizons. We will also meet different people and experience varied activities. Stay tuned for our elaborate reports.
Hello everybody, my name is Sun Qingkun and I'm from Broadcasting and Anchoring School. I'm so happy to join the big family of Weekly Focus, and I hope we can give the news and the hottest news that you want, and hope you will be enjoyable. Thank you.
That's all for our self-introduction. We hope with our constant efforts we can bring you the splendid and never-changing world and show the hottest news and topics you want to you. Hope you enjoy our broadcast of news as well.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. China's 88th million-strong Communist Party of China will kick off its 19th Party Congress in Beijing on Wednesday, October the 18th.
各位代表中国共产党第十九次全国代表大会现在开幕。
This key event occurs once every 5 years to set the party's national policy goals and elect its top leadership. The 19th CPC National Congress will review the party's work since 2012 and chart a course of action to guide the nation's development over the coming years under the new leadership elected by 2,300 delegates nationwide.
In a nutshell, the National Congress creates a 5-year roadmap for the nation, take the goal of poverty alleviation for instance. It is common knowledge that China has lifted more people out of poverty than any other country. In the past 5 years alone, China has lifted at least 65 million people out of poverty and plans to lift the remaining 40 million or so out of poverty by 2020.
Especially since the 18th CPC National Congress, China has made onerous efforts to realize the two century goals. Once, the first century goals of building a moderately prosperous society ahead of the 100th anniversary of the founding of CPC in 2021 is realized. China will eradicate poverty in a country with a population of about one-fifth of the global total. The second century goal, which aims to build a modern socialist country that is prosperous, strong, democratic, culturally advanced, and harmonious, will be complete by 2049. The 100th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China.
China's new 5-year plan will not only shape the future of China for the years to come, but the future of the world. From the Belt and Road Initiative to the goal of building an international community of shared future, China has provided a new blueprint for global development, one which will have a transformative effect on Asia and the world. To better understand China's unique multi-party cooperation system and the leadership of CPC, and the future direction of China. We need to leave the fantasy drama on the cutting room floor and examine the vision, governing philosophy, strategy, and plan of the CPC, the largest political party in the world. And to this end, the 19th CPC National Congress is a good window into the inner workings of Chinese politics. China's Beidou satellite navigation system, developed as an alternative to foreign systems like GPS, has been used for the first time in civil aviation. After Chinese regional jetliner conducted a test flight from Dongying Shengli Airport in East China's Shandong province on Saturday morning.
It was the first time a domestically produced regional jet has been equipped with the Beidou navigation system. The flight tested the performance of the onboard navigation information receiver, the ground-based signal enhancement system, and the short message function of the Beidou system.
The flight successfully tested the performance of the onboard navigation information receiver, the ground-based signal enhancement system, and the short message function of Beidou. According to the state-owned Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, the results showed Beidou is on par with similar systems produced abroad and even reaches internationally advanced levels in some respects.
China's domestic jet aircraft ARJ-21 completed its first test flight with the Beidou satellite yesterday. This is the first test application of Beidou navigation system in a civil field. The test results show that the performance of the domestic positioning system reaches the same level of foreign test.
A Chinese-built regional jetliner installed with the Beidou navigation system completed a test flight on Saturday. Beidou will now be applied in other homemade civil airliners. It has seen increasing number of applications linked to everyday life, from shared bicycles to bank cars and unmanned petrol vehicles, since China began building up a satellite constellation for the system in the early 2000s. Okay, let's look at international news. On October the 14th, a massive bomb attack happened in a busy area of Somali capital Mogadishu, killing at least 213 people, police said. The blast was caused by a car loaded with an explosive and was happened at the crossroads with shops, hotels, and government buildings alongside.
President Mohamed Abdullahi blamed the attack, calling it a heinous act. He also declared a three-day mourning for the victims of the explosion. However, no group has claimed responsibility for this attack so far. Police are skeptical that it was organized by Islamist Al-Shabaab group. International condemnation grows as the death toll continues to rise in Mogadishu's deadliest attack in decades. China will cooperate with African nations, including Somalia, in anti-terrorism process and will continue to contribute to this peace and stability, announced Lu Kang, spokesman for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during Monday's daily presser.
So far, two planes of aid from the U.S. and Qatar have landed in the capital. Turkey and Djibouti sent humanitarian assistance on Monday. And a Turkish military plane has taken 40 of the injured to Turkey for medical treatment. Kenya also plans to airlift some of the victims for further treatment. On October the 16th, people in Somalia marched to protest against Al-Shabaab with red bands on their head to demonstrate their anger. However, seeing there is no blood bank in Somalia, residents in Mogadishu lined up to donate their blood to the injured. "This is the biggest gift I can give to my people," said a 20-year-old woman. The president also donated blood at a hospital treating victims.
Several very important predictions of Einstein's theory of general relativity.
Again, scientists detect gravitational wave. Scientists announced on October the 16th that gravitational wave from the merger of two neutron stars were detected for the first time, as well as light from the gravitational wave source.
On August the 17th, not long after the Nobel Prize in Physics awarded scientists who first detected gravitational waves coming off two black holes, laser interferometer gravitational waves observatories, known as LIGO, successfully detected the gravitational waves caused by the collision of two neutron stars. A burst of the light in the form of gamma rays from the same direction was also found for the first time 2 seconds later.
The mergers happened some 130 million years ago, when dinosaurs roamed the Earth, but the wrapping of the space had just reached us. Imagine that gravitational waves are like dander. Astronomer Philip Coppersweet of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics said in a statement, "We've heard this dander before, but this is the first time we've also been able to see the lightning."
In China, observatories also capture the spectrum of gravitational waves. Critical to proving that this huge release of energy led to the creation of real elements such as gold and platinum. Dozens of telescopes from around the world have tried to observe this phenomenon, but only four of them actually saw it at high frequency, he said.
Predicted by Einstein in 1916 as an indispensable part of the general theory of relativity, the gravitational waves are a result of ripples in time and space. The findings published on October the 16th help confirm Einstein's theories, said the researchers.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. UNICEF quit UNESCO due to the anti-Israel bias. The United States said Thursday it's pulling out of the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Agency UNESCO because of what Washington sees as its anti-Israel bias and need for fundamental reform. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel plans to follow suit. The UNESCO director general expressed her profound regret at the decision and tried to defend the reputation of the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, best known for its World Heritage Program to protect cultural sites and traditions.
40 dead in California wildfires. More counties feared as 235 remain missing. California County Sheriff Norma Count announced that, at the local time 12 o'clock, the victim number caused by the Northern California wildfire has increased to 31. It is reported that wildfire in Northern California has become the most devastating mountain fire in California history. At present, many fires have not been controlled, and the total burned area is equivalent to the area of the whole city of New York.
Down in Shanghai, Roger Federer got one over his old rival Rafael Nadal to win the Shanghai Master between the two best players on the planet. It was the 94th title for the Swiss legend, drawing him level with the great Ivan Lendl, and closes a gap on world number one Nadal at the top of the rankings as the season reached its conclusion. Nadal was ahead in their overall record down the years, with 23 wins to Federer's 14. But he was up against it almost right away.
Chinese warships have warned a U.S. Navy destroyer to leave after it sailed close to Xisha Islands in the South China Sea during a so-called Freedom of Navigation operation, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
China's National Meteorological Center on Sunday renewed its yellow alert for rainstorms as downpours from Typhoon Kanan are forecast in southern China from Sunday to Monday. Typhoon Kanan, named after a Thai fruit, it's moving northwest near coastal areas of South China's Guangdong and Hainan provinces at a speed of 20 kilometers per hour.
The psychological training for freshmen, which was held on October the 15th by the Psychological Health Education Center, has come to a successful end. The training aimed at fitting to the new environment, getting acquainted to new friends and find one's feet is a meaningful activity for all the freshmen. I've learned that only by uniting as one can our group finish every task successfully. Also, each of us should definitely undertake the responsibility for the group and for yourself, a student said. So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sport news. Federer extended his winning streak over Nadal this year to 4 matches to win the Shanghai Masters on November the 15th. On the prize-giving ceremony, he expressed his thankfulness to his competitor Nadal.
Thank you very much. A lot has happened since, and I wasn't here last year because of injuries, so it's just so nice to be back here in Shanghai, the stadium that I personally opened myself years and years ago. So it's a wonderful moment for me in my career to be back here playing so well against my good friend and rival Rafa. Congratulations on a great run in Beijing. You said it yourself and also here in Shanghai. Well done.
Federer took advantage of 3 of 7 breakpoint opportunities in the match to snap Nadal's 16-game winning streak, which included his China Open victory last week. He has won the last 5 encounters between the pair dating back to the 2015 Basel final and also beat Nadal in the Australian Open final, a round of 16 matches at Indian Wells and the Miami final this year. The Shanghai Masters is Federer's 94th career title, moving him into a tie with Amelando in second place on the Open Era list. At first glance, most would think that a 20-something-year-old girl with a small frame and a sweet smile would be an unlikely candidate to jump into a mixed martial arts cage. This partly explains how Lin Heqing became an instant sensation when she made history by becoming the first Chinese fighter to claim gold at the. She's also the first woman to be crowned in the tournament. However, Lin knows well that she could take her MMA dream higher. Let me take one day off to have a good sleep, and then we'll start preparing for my next fight on October 28th in Melbourne, Lin wrote on her Weibo Tuesday. The organizers of the Beijing 2022 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games will send 41 staff members on secondment for post-practice during the Winter Olympic and Paralympic Games in Pyeongchang next year. The secondment program and Games Time Observer program are both important parts of the Olympic Games Knowledge Management program, which was created by the International Olympic Committee. The OGKM program aims to provide an integrated platform of services and documentation, which assists organizers in their games preparations and as a transfer of knowledge from one organizing committee to another. Besides, the 23rd edition of Winter Olympic Games will be held in Pyeongchang from February 9th to 25th next year, while the 12th edition of Winter Paralympic Games is slated for March 9th to 18th. Arjun Robben has announced his retirement from the Dutch national team on Tuesday after failing to qualify for the 2018 World Cup. Robben scored 2 goals in his 19-6 match for the Netherlands, his 36th and 37th goal for the Dutch against Sweden in the Amsterdam Arena. His goals were enough for a 2-0 victory, but not enough for a place in the World Cup qualifying playoffs, because for that only a win with a margin of 7 goals was sufficient. After the match, the player said he would quit from the Dutch national team. I'm 33 years old now, play for a big club in Europe and have to make choices, he said. I thought about this for a long time. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence walked out of an Indianapolis football game Sunday after nearly 2 dozen players from visiting San Francisco 49ers team knelt in protest during the national anthem. It served as a form of protest gaining traction among many athletes to protest against police brutality. The protests have been criticized by Trump, who said protesting during the national anthems was disrespecting the country and its military. However, one player of the football game expressed his anger.
I have the utmost respect for the military, the anthem, and the flag, so I would say that every time y'all enter. This is about systemic oppression that has been rampant in this country for decades, on top of decades. And the Vice President of the United States is trying to confuse the message that we're trying to put out there. I don't know what else to say about it.
The National Football League has declined to comment on Pence's walkout. But that's all for sports. Let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel and we'll bring you a terrific show tonight.
Are you ready for Taylor Swift's Secret Sessions? As the countdown continues for the release of Reputation on November the 10th, a few lucky fans were treated a private album listening party with a singer of Look What You Made Me Do. Taylor handpicked around 100 lucky guests to attend the intimate event in London, where songs from the new album were played. Guests tweeted about meeting the Grammy winner's parents and receiving dinner and kisses. And for the ultimate tease, one fan mentioned that one track could be her most emotional song like ever. Well, more secret sessions have yet been announced. E! News have learned Taylor will be performing two shows in December as part of iHeartRadio Jingle Ball Tour. A brand new app titled Swift Life is also in the work that is designed to be a creative, inclusive, and community-driven place for users to better connect with each other and Taylor. Look what you just
made me do. This week, we witnessed one of the worst tragedies in American history. Like everyone, I'm struggling to understand what happened that night and how to pick up the pieces and start to heal.
Jason Aldean paid tribute to the Las Vegas shooting victim and has some harsh words for domestic terrorism on Thursday as he performed his first public concert since the deadly massacre. The country star was performing at the Al Dow Road 91 Harvest Music Festival in the latter city on October the 1st, when a gunman fired several rounds down into the crowd from the nearby hotel suite, killing 58 people and injuring hundreds more. Aldean, who was unhurt, canceled a few tour dates after the tragedy.
So many people are hurting. There are children, parents, brothers, sisters, friends. They're all part of our family. So I want to say to them, we hurt for you and we hurt with you. But you can be sure that we're going to walk through these tough times together every step of the way. Because when America is at its best, our bond and our spirit, it's unbreakable.
What do you want?
I thought you might be able to help me with the case.
Harrison Ford is receiving much praise for his return as Rick Descartes. The 75-year-old actor, best known for his performance in the Star Wars and Indiana Jones movie, reprises his role of the former and LAPD officer Blade Runner in Blade Runner 2049, which also starred Ryan Gosling. Ridley Scott's original Blade Runner film was released in 1982 and was deemed a box office flop but later gained a cult following. Ford's character tracks down the retired replicants, essentially Enrond. Director Denis Villeneuve's new sequel sees Deckard, now a supporting character. In Exile, Gosling played Kay, also a Blade Runner, who is tasked with founding Deckard after discovering a secret that could change society forever. The film also stars Jared Leto, Robin Wright, Ana de Armas, and Sylvia Hulk. The biggest surprise of the year's opening ceremony of Emmy Award, ex-announcer of the White House Sean Spicer, who has been spoofed by SNL for several times, showed them pushing the moving platform. Spicer announced, "This will be the largest audience to witness the Emmy, period." The host Stephen Colbert was deeply moved. Melissa McCarthy, "Everyone give it up."
Of course, what really matters to Donald Trump is ratings. You gotta have the big numbers. And I certainly hope we achieve that tonight. Unfortunately, at this point, we have no way of knowing how big our audience is. I mean, is there anyone who could say how big the audience is? Sean, do you know? This will be the largest audience to witness an Emmys, period, both in person and around the world. Wow, that really soothes my fragile ego. I can understand why you'd want one of these guys around. Melissa McCarthy, everybody, give it up.
On October the 14th, a symphony marathon performed by 9 symphony orchestras from China was shown in Beijing Poly Theater. This music feast broke the record of the longest performance in the history of Beijing International Music Festival. As an innovation of this year's International Music Festival, another aspect is that after all the orchestras shown up, the festival orchestra of the Beijing International Music Festival, composed of the chief performers of every orchestra, made its debut. It's reported that the new festival orchestra will continue to appear on the music festival stage. Will you be sitting in the theater and appreciating such fine arts next year?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's commentary. This is commentator Sun Qingkun.
This is commentator Zheng Wanying.
On the 8th October, there is a piece of big news bans the whole world. At an instant, a new storm struck the internet. Even Weibo became unable to work. What's a big ban? Sure, it's a new couple, Lu Han and Guan Xiaotong. Lu Han is a former member of a popular Korean singer team, XO, and Guan Xiaotong is a 22-year-old Chinese actress. Lu Han posted on his Weibo, "Hello everyone, let me introduce my girlfriend to you." And Guan replied him with a heart. Suddenly, the Who fans of Lu divided into two camps happily. One camp think that as a star and idol, his private life will shine on the life of everyone. So he must take the responsibility of keeping his life pure and cannot betray his fans. But the other camp think that although Lu and Guan are superstars, they also belong to human beings. They need to own their personal life, which others cannot disturb. The reasons for supporting Lu's behavior mainly have 2 points. The first point is that Lu's behavior shows his great courage. Many fans, especially girl fans, think that his behavior is so viral and that they also hope they could have a boyfriend like him. They call this behavior masculinity. They also think that Lu is a model of many men or men idols. Love must speak out loudly. The second point is that stars and idols also belong to human beings. Like every normal person, they need to own life, own their private life. Everyone from home and abroad calls for the basic human being rights, and everyone is an independent individual, which need to be respected. But what we are doing is invading others' life, invading others' human rights. Everyone is sentimental. You can never ban everyone from laughing, being angry, crying, and smiling. You have the right to love. You can have girl or boyfriends. You can fall in love with anyone. So do those stars. It's brutal and inhuman if you prevent them from having relationships. Except the reasons we have talked about, we also wonder that why in the relationship of Lu Guan couple, Lu Han is the most attractive one and the one who gets the most hurt. In a nutshell, he's a star who is popular mainly because of his beautiful faces, his taking part in entertainment program. We can't deny that Lu is so popular, so handsome and so attractive, but what a singer or actor should depend on is their root, good works. If a star don't have good works, it's only a flash in the pan. Lu's fans' decrease is the best proof.
Those people who fail to continue being his fans exclaimed against Lu's behaviors because of the nature of his job. He is an idol, but not an actor or singer. The division among these three seems blurred. So now let's take a look at those who hold opposite stand views. Lu Han, as the hottest young hawk in China, is an idol in virtue. Idols, different from actors and singers who make their living by works, attract fans by setting public image. The public images of idols mostly are my boyfriend images. Idols package a delicate appearance and good manners provide girls with romantic illusion that they are in relationships. These fans are called girlfriend fans. This seemingly ridiculous special relationship associates idols with their girlfriend fans, which means girlfriend fans will offer money and time in return for the perfect my boyfriend public images set by idols. And this reveals that idol should be responsible for their girlfriend fans. As an idol who lack professional strengths and primarily rely on girlfriend fans, should carry on the responsibility of keeping their public images, giving your fans the space of imagination, let them support you in the capacity of your girlfriend. Lu Han went public with his relationship, broke the symbiotic relationship with his fans, is regarded as going against his My Boyfriend public images. When idols are desperate to gain reputation, they are loyal to their fans, calling out the slogan, "We go together." When idols are exhausted about the pressure and constraints brought by star aura, they do whatever they want without consideration. But sorry, unless you improve your professional skills until you can reach the top by your own works. As you choose to be an idol, you must obey the rules. In fact, because of the bad circumstances of our entertainment industry, many idols have never had awareness of the necessity of sticking to their occupation ethic. Idols from Korea and Japan, by contrast, are more professional. In Korea, having relationships is strongly forbidden. Idols who are trapped in scandal will be severely criticized by public. For example, Baekhyun, the member of EXO, was accused of cheating fans because of posting implicit photos which indicate he was in relationship with Taeyeon, the leader of Girls' Generation. He was almost struck down by the cyber violence. Even smiling in public, it thought as the manifestation of showing ignorance to his fans. Roles are even more strict in Japan. A member of AKB48 fully shaved her head in order to apologize to her fans because of her scandal.
In my opinion, all views above are reasonable. The things we should focus on is that how do we treat those stars' love affairs rationally?
In my views, public need to understand those so-called idiotic fans. The things idols should undertake do request self-discipline. And for groupies, they're supposed to take a rational attitude at starstruck.
Compared with being a girlfriend fan, it would be better for fans to think of their idols as models, pay attention to their excellent qualities and learn from them. Manage your own life while. Life is not all about starstruck. Adjust your mindset when you face to your idol's love affair. Never trap yourself in it.
After all, we are in different circles. So, be rational to love affairs from now on.
And here ends our today's commentary. I'm commentator Sun Qingkun.
And I am commentator Zheng Wanying.
Thank you, Wanying and Qingkun. We'll offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
These days, don't forget to adapt your clothes to the changing weather. These are the selected news brought you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focus is on China and the world only on Weekly Focus. This is Cao Ruiling. See you.
And this is Wang Wei. See you.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。